All right. As you sit there with your eyes closed, you've experienced hypnosis many, many times before. And your conscious and subconscious mind knows exactly what that feels like. The feeling of going deep into trance. And we're going to tap into those memories because those memories will guide you even deeper now. I will count from 10 down to 1 and allow each descending number to bring you deeper and deeper into trance. 10. Going deeper and deeper into relaxation called hypnosis. 9. Going deeper now as you just let go. 8. Feeling a sense of relief as you just relax and let go. 7. Feeling comfortable, feeling peaceful, feeling relaxed. 6. Going much deeper into trance now. 5. Much deeper than before. 4. Sinking deeper into trance now. 3. Deeply relaxed as you just let go and enjoy the experience of deep, deep trance. 2. Almost there. 1. Deep into trance. Deep into trance. Now, Anne, recall how recently Alec used to plan those vibrant international adventures. You'd pack your bags, ready to explore some new horizon. You felt secure in the knowledge that you traveled as partners. But over the past year or so, as he's delved into his false self challenges, the trips have nearly disappeared, leaving a void in your heart. You might think, if I don't stay by his side, if I pursue my own joys, I'll be abandoned. That pain is real. You've imagined him gone, or maybe leaving you behind in a foreign city. Today, we'll discover that you can hold love and security inside yourself, even when distance or change comes. You'll feel the enduring bond of love, not dependent on constant proximity. That's right. Take a slow, deep breath in now. Feel the air fill your lungs and exhale, letting every muscle soften. Now, imagine a place where you feel utterly safe, perhaps a favorite corner of your home, a quiet garden, or a room where you and Alec once shared laughter. This place is just for you. Warm, protected, and filled with gentle light. Notice the details, the color of the walls, the softness under your feet, a familiar fragrance, maybe from candles or fresh flowers. Ask yourself to sink into that sense of safety. As you rest in this safe place, bring your attention to your feet. Notice how supported they feel. Imagine a slow, warm wave rising from the ground, washing over your toes, your ankles, all the way up your legs, melting tension. Each breath guides that wave upward through your knees, your thighs, up into your hips, your lower back, releasing any knots of fear or worry. Let it continue up your spine, around your chest, gently smoothing the space around your heart. With every exhale, any residue of tension drifts away. The wave moves to your shoulders, and you sense them dropping, softening. It goes further down your arms to your fingertips, then back up through your neck, your jaw, your cheeks, your eyes, and finally the top of your head. Feel your entire body enveloped in calm and gentle surrender. That's right. Now, Anne, in this deeply restful state, your mind can gently reveal the roots of your fear. The fear that says, if I don't stay, I'll be abandoned. See that phrase appear as though written in the sand of a shore you're standing on. Notice how it feels to read it. What emotions arise? What body sensations accompany it? Now, imagine the tide gently rolling in, washing that phrase away, letter by letter. With each wave, the letters blur until the sand is smooth, blank, ready for a new message. You have loved deeply, and loving means vulnerability. You've invested years, heart, and soul into your marriage with Alec. It's natural that when distance arises, when those trips fade, you feel exposed. Your adoring gaze remembers the thrill of discovering new cities together, the warmth of shared experiences. Yet your worth does not rest solely on those moments. You are inherently worthy of love and belonging simply because you exist. In this moment, turn your awareness to your heart. Imagine a small glowing flame there in your inner source of security. It's a light that has been with you long before your daughters left home, long before Alex travels. That flame represents your unbroken sense of self. It pulses with your innate worth, your capacity for resilience, and your right to be loved. Picture that flame growing brighter with each breath, casting its warm glow through your chest, your shoulders, down your arms, and into your hands. Let it fill your entire torso, rise up through your neck, and warm your face until your whole being shines with gentle light. Feel how this flame does not flicker when storms come. It endures. Now, see before you a rope made of fear, thin strands twisting together to form a tether between you and Alec. That rope has held you tied to the following belief: if I let go, he'll leave. Feel its pull, but notice that the rope is fraying, its fibers brittle. Sense your hand resting on the knot, feeling the hope that you can untie it. With kindness, begin to untangle one strand at a time, knowing the rope will eventually unravel. As you do, the rope dissolves, dropping away gently, strand by strand. With that release, there is no emptiness, only space for your inner flame to shine more fully. Your connection with Alec remains, not because of a fearful tether, but because of true love and mutual respect. Imagine now that you and Alec are standing on opposite ends of a beautiful bridge made of light. You can see each other clearly. You feel each other's presence even across that span. The bridge is sturdy, built from shared history, trust, and love. Whether you stand together or walk apart along its length, the bridge remains. You can always return to one another because the foundation is strong. No matter the distance, be it cities away or different schedules, the bridge is there. Feel the steadiness of that light bridge enter your body as gentle warmth. When your mind whispers that he might leave, picture his image at the other end of the bridge, still connected to you, still part of your life. Within that glowing light in your chest, now envision a reservoir of peace, like a calm, crystal clear lake reflecting the sky. When you ever feel anxiety that you'll be abandoned, visualize stepping into that lake. The water is warm, soothing, full of acceptance. You sink to your ankles, then knees, then your entire shore, feeling held. Even if the world shifts, if Alec travels or becomes busy, that inner lake remains unchanged. Now, affirm silently to yourself the following words. I am safe in my own heart. My worth is not dependent on another's attention. Love is not lost by distance. It is strengthened by trust. Feel how these statements sink deep into your unconscious, setting new anchors for secure attachment. Now, imagine this scenario. A month from now, you and Alec are preparing for a video call. You spent the afternoon exploring perhaps hobbies that fills you. Maybe painting. Maybe you're doing a lot of reading, or planning a small weekend getaway on your own. You feel content, full of life. The call begins. Alex smiles, happy to see you. You exchange stories of your separate days, even though you spent these hours apart, you sense no fear. You feel excitement to share, not desperation to cling. Notice how that feels in your heart. Warmth, ease, genuine connection. Now imagine your daughters visiting you soon. They come into your home, an independent, thriving household. You laugh, cooking a simple meal together. They marvel at your sense of balance and self-reliance. You feel proud, knowing you trust them to live fully away from you, and that you trust yourself in the same way. Let that scene expand. See your life filled with moments that nourish you. Books, friends, tea in the garden, while knowing Alec remains connected through the bridge of love. You hold two truths: that you can stand strong on your own, and that you can share love deeply. And as you return to waking awareness, these insights will continue to glow within you. Whenever that fear, "If I don't stay, I'll be abandoned," surfaces, you will remember your inner flame, and you will recall the light bridge connecting you to Alec. You can take a moment, however brief, to breathe. Imagine stepping into your inner lake and feel the safety within your own heart. Each day, you'll notice that you can let him travel, pursue his work, or be distant without that knot of fear tightening in your chest. You will trust that love transcends distance and that you are never truly alone. Now, I'll count from 1 to 5. At 5, you will open your eyes, feeling renewed, secure, and whole, carrying with you the certainty of self and the gentle knowledge of enduring connection. 1, beginning to come back, carrying warmth with you. 2, deeper breaths, bringing energy back to your body. 3, feeling your limbs, the chair beneath you. 4, stretching slightly, as though waking from a restful dream. And 5, eyes open, fully alert, grounded, and secure.